the most aggressive women's equality platform in the nation is going to be in law in this state. And that's the way it should be.
The measure establishes in New York state law the right to choose abortion without restriction up to the 24th week of pregnancy. And after that, if the life or health of the mother is threatened or the fetus is determined not to be viable. Senate Democratic Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, who achieved her post when Democrats won several seats in last November's elections, says the bill is a top priority at a time when President Donald Trump's appointments to the Supreme Court threatened the landmark decision.
That moment where they actually on a national level might reverse women's rights is here. We have a president who's made it very, very clear that he wants to overturn Roe v. Wade. Today, here in New York, we are saying no.
The Democratic-led State Assembly has already approved the measure several times. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, speaking with Stewart-Cousins at a packed press conference attended by supporters, says for 12 years, Republicans who used to lead the Senate blocked the bill from coming up for a vote.
And I remember even walking into those meetings, many of you had hopeful eyes, hopeful desires to wanting to see this done, but always in my heart I knew the Senate Republicans would never, ever allow this bill to get to the floor.
During debate on the Senate floor, several newly elected Democrats rose to explain their vote, saying the measure is long overdue. Freshman Senator Alessandra Biaggi says she was a junior attorney in the governor's office working on the Reproductive Health Act just a couple of years ago, where she was told by others that the measure would never pass. She says now that has been rectified.
I hope that all of New York is watching today and that they recognize that elections have consequences and that when you vote for people who stand up for your rights become protected.
Several Republican senators voted no, including Senator Daphne Jordan. She said strengthening abortion rights contributes to what she calls a throwaway culture.
A baby inside its mother is not an inanimate object. It's a life. It has a heartbeat. It can hiccup. It can kick. It can hear its mother's voice and music. It can feel pain. The next time you throw something away or hear a baby cry in pain, think of what you're allowing to be tossed away with a yes vote.
Some GOP senators also expressed concerns over what they say is an unintended consequence of the bill. The measure decriminalizes all forms of abortion in New York, even in domestic violence cases where an attack on a woman leads to the loss of her fetus. Senator Kathy Young offered an amendment that would make it a Class D felony for knowingly assaulting a pregnant woman, whether or not the fetus is lost.
Why aren't we protecting pregnant women from having their babies taken away from them, especially in such a violent manner?
The amendment was voted down along party lines. The Senate sponsor of the Reproductive Health Act, Liz Krueger, says all of the state's major anti-domestic violence advocacy groups back the measure. And she says there are already multiple crimes that a perpetrator of assault on a pregnant woman can be charged with.
We have very strict criminal statutes for when people attack people, whether it's men who attack pregnant women, women who attack women, men who attack men.
Both houses of the legislature also approved a measure known as the Comprehensive Contraceptive Care Act. It would ensure that New York's women have access through their health insurance policies to affordable contraceptives. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.